Welcome to Moonlit Jungle Breakdown. Amen Validation Carve in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building one of those breakdowns that feels less like a pause and more like a haunted memory of the groove. The goal is a moody, cinematic DNB section where the Amen break is still alive, but stripped, reshaped, and glowing in the dark. Not a full loop, not a generic pad break. We're carving a variation out of the Amen and turning that into the emotional center of the section. At 172 BPM, this kind of breakdown can sit beautifully between a drop and the next re-entry, or as a mid-track switch-up. The vibe we want is gritty, nocturnal, and forward-moving. The listener should still feel the pulse, even when the arrangement gets sparse. That's the whole game in jungle and drum and bass. The breakdown is not empty space, it's negative rhythm. It's what you remove that makes the section breathe. So let's set up the session. Start with your project tempo around 172 BPM. Group your tracks into drums, bass, and Atmos/FX. Put your Amen sample on an audio track inside the drums group. If the sample is too wide or facey, use utility and switch it to mono or at least narrow the low end so the core carve stays centered and punchy. If the sample is already close to your tempo, don't overwarp it. For break carving, timing feel matters more than making it mathematically perfect. If the Amen has too much room tone or tail energy, duplicate the track. One copy will carry the main carved hits. The other can become a filtered texture layer later. That separation is a really useful advanced move because it lets you treat impact and atmosphere as two different jobs instead of forcing one chain to do everything. Now we carve the Amen into a breakdown phrase, not a loop. You can slice it to a new MIDI track for detailed control or manually chop the audio in arrangement view if you want surgical edits. Build a 4-bar phrase first, then repeat and mutate it across 8 or 16 bars. The important thing here is to resist the urge to keep the obvious downbeats. In a moonlit jungle breakdown, leaving space is part of the groove. Keep the fragments that still carry identity. Ghost snare taps, late hat shards, small kick pickups, rim tails, maybe a little fill at the end of bars 2 and 4. You want enough material for the brain to infer the original break, but not enough to fully spell it out. That's why this works so well in DNB. The ear fills in the missing pattern, and the breakdown feels active instead of empty. A great trick here is micro-editing. Shorten some slices down to 20 to 60 milliseconds so they turn into little tick-like fragments, and leave a few hits longer so they can decay emotionally. Then use clip gain or individual clip envelopes if you want to get precise, to bring ghost notes forward by 1 to 3 dB and tuck louder transient hits back by 1 to 4 dB. That's how you create the feeling of a break being remembered rather than just played. Now shape the carve. On the carved break track, drop drum bus first. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low or off for the breakdown version, because we're not trying to rebuild the full low-end impact here. Use transient to add a little crack if the chops feel too soft, or pull it back slightly if the break is too spiky. Add a touch of crunch if you want extra texture, but keep it controlled. After that, use EQ8. High pass the break somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub stays out of the drum layer. If it sounds cloudy, make a gentle cut in the 250 to 450 Hz area. If the ghost taps need more definition, add a small presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz. This is where the break starts to feel clean but still dangerous. If you want more grit, put saturator after the EQ. A few dB of drive, soft clip on, and keep the curve subtle. We're not trying to flatten the transient detail. We want the fragments to feel closer and dirtier without losing their shape. At this stage, it's worth saying something important. If the carve already feels good, resample it. Don't keep endlessly tweaking. In DNB, committing to sound design often gives you a better result than overprocessing the same loop forever. So create a new audio track called Amen Carve Resample. Route the processed break into it, arm it, and record a few bars. Once you've got a solid take, consolidate a strong 4-bar or 8-bar segment. Keep it as audio unless you need to correct timing. Audio preserves punch and makes the arrangement flow faster. Now make a second layer from that resample. Duplicate the clip and process one version for transients and one version for atmosphere. This separation of impact and character is a really powerful technique. If the break feels good but not big enough, don't just turn it up. Try building size through layers instead. For the washed version, add auto filter with a low pass somewhere around 2.5 to 6 kHz. Then add hybrid reverb with a shorter to medium decay, around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Use utility to narrow the width if the reverb gets too wide or starts smearing the groove. A subtle filter opening over the breakdown can make the break feel like it's emerging out of fog. That's the moonlit part. Now let's bring in the bass tees. This is not a full drop bass line. This is just enough bass language to imply what's coming. Use wavitable, operator, or analog. A simple sustained tone or restrained reese fragment works well. Two detuned oscillators, or a sine and saw blend, can give you the right body. Low pass it somewhere around 150 to 500 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. Add a little saturation or roar if you want some more bite. Keep the phrase sparse. Let the bass answer the amen on bar 2. Leave bar 4 empty, or let the note tail off. Think call and response, not constant playing. In darker DNB, restraint makes the return hit harder. If the drop has a serious reese identity, the breakdown bass hint should echo that character without giving away the full weapon. Also, keep the fundamental mono below about 120 Hz. Use utility to center the low end. If needed, lightly sidechain the bass to the break fragment so the rhythm breathes around the bass instead of fighting it. Now build the atmosphere. This is where the moonlit part really comes alive. Add one or two ambient layers using stock Ableton devices. Maybe a field recording, a simple drone, a reversed cymbal, a noise swell, or a chord texture. Process it with auto filter, hybrid reverb, and echo. High pass the atmosphere around 180 to 350 Hz so it doesn't step on the break's core. Use long reverb decay if you want distance, maybe 3 to 8 seconds, but keep it filtered so it doesn't turn into fog soup. The important thing is contrast. If the break is moving, let the atmosphere stay smoother. If the atmosphere is evolving, let the break stay more rhythmic. Don't make everything move at once. That's one of the biggest reasons breakdowns lose focus. Now we arrange the section. Think in 16 bars. Bars 1 through 4 introduce the carved amen and minimal atmosphere. Bars 5 through 8 open the filter a little and bring in the bass answer. Bars 9 through 12 thin the break further, maybe removing some kick fragments. Bars 13 through 16 raise tension with rising effects and a final ghost fill. This is where small arrangement gestures matter a lot. Mute the bass for a bar to create a vacuum. Duplicate a snare ghost at the end of bar 8 or 16 to hint at the next section. Add a reverse cymbal or noise swell into the drop. If the track needs to stay DJ-friendly, keep the first and last bars clean enough to mix, while still giving them enough texture to feel alive. A strong advanced trick is to progressively remove low-mid energy across the breakdown, then bring it back right before the drop. That creates a sense of the room opening up again. Very effective, very musical. Now let's bus shape the interaction. Route the carved break layers to a drum bus and the bass tees to a bass bus. On the drum bus, use glue compressor gently, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use a slower attack and medium release so you keep the snap. Add a touch of saturator or drum bus if the break needs a little more glue. On the bass bus, use EQA to protect sub clarity and keep the low end centered with utility. If needed, use a slow compressor sidechain from the kick fragments or a ghost trigger so the bass breathes around the break. Keep headroom on the master while you're producing. Aim for peaks around negative 6 dB before final loudness processing. And always check in mono. If the groove collapses, simplify the stereo effects and reduce wide ambience in the low mids. A few extra coach notes here. The strongest amen breakdowns often come from what you remove. Try muting every second or fourth expected hit and see if the listener still feels the missing pattern. If they do, you've got that nice negative rhythm working. Also, don't confuse loudness with impact. If a chopped break feels good but not big enough, separate the layers. Use a transient-only layer for attack, a body layer tucked lower, and maybe a short room or ambience layer with the highs filtered out. That keeps the carve readable while making it feel larger. Micro-timing matters too. Nudge a few slices a handful of milliseconds ahead or behind the grid. In jungle and DNB, tiny placement changes can make the break feel nervous, ghostly, or laid back. That little wobble is part of the magic. Treat the chopped MN like a lead instrument. Give it phrasing, call and response, and breathing room. It should perform, not just repeat. And if you want a really cinematic move, use dry and distant versions of the same hit. A dry ghost snare followed by a distant reverbed repeat can sound way more emotional than one heavy effect chain. If you want to level this up even further, try some variation ideas. Duplicate one snare ghost and place the copy slightly late, then low pass it hard and blend it quietly underneath. That creates a smeared afterimage effect. At the end of every four bars, slice one fragment into 3 to 5 tiny pieces and reorder them. Keep the tone the same, but shift the pattern so it feels unstable. You can also bounce the carve, reverse it, high pass at hard, and place that reversed shadow only before key hits or phrase changes. That's a great breath and reverse effect for transition points. You can also add a transient-only exciter layer by duplicating the break, removing most of the body with EQ, and saturating it lightly. Blend it in just enough to make the main car feel more tactile. Another good move is a small tonal stab or metallic hit that answers the amen on alternate bars. Keep it sparse and pitch compatible with the key. For atmosphere, a band-limited noise bed or heavily filtered field recording can glue the carve and the ambience together, but keep it subtle. You want moonlight, not hiss. If you want to practice, here's a good exercise.